You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds offers, Eden Hazard to score and Chelsea to win is 4-1, and Anthony Martial to score and Manchester United to win 10-1. Chelsea's draw against Watford on Wednesday means they've now gone 10 without losing, including those two wins in the last couple of rounds of the Cup. They have drawn 5 of the last 8, though. There is a feeling, I think, that Chelsea have turned the corner, but maybe a little bit disappointed that they couldn't get the breakthrough against Watford at Vicarage Road on Wednesday. Manchester United needed that quick response after poor performances against Southampton. After that poor performance against Southampton at Old Trafford, definitely had one. The win at Derby maybe papered over a few cracks, but they were good at home against Stoke. And Anthony Martial and Wayne Rooney linking up, that looks like they could form a pretty formidable partnership.
Well, you don't know if it's just a good day at the office or not, do you? But they did look like something like their old selves, you know, attacking down the wings, getting the ball into the box. Stoke did look poor. I mean, it definitely was a bad day for them. I've been looking at the goals in this match. Recently, you've only had one match between the two of these that's landed the over 2.5, and that's in the last 9 matches. Before that, you had 2-2s, you had 5-4 in the League Cup, which was after extra time, but it was still a 3-3 draw at full time. 3-3 before that, 2-3-3, 1-2-1-2-1. I think we might return to something like that here. We've seen Man United away from home are a different team to the one we see at home. I know they should score goals at Derby, obviously scored the 3 at Newcastle and have been getting earlier goals. Chelsea's home form in the Premier League, 3-3, 2-2, 2-2, 3-1 win against Sunderland. So you would imagine that there should be goals here. I don't see what's in it for Chelsea to sit back and try and control the game and play, you know, a kind of stingy form of football. The over 2.5 is 11-8, which I think is a big price for this game. When, you know, Man United, now they've got the teeth into this idea of scoring goals, surely they won't want to go back on that. That's what's keeping the fans happy. Scored 6-2, admittedly, like I say, against Derby, but I think I really like that 11-8. I think Chelsea will have a go here, and defensively we know they're not sound. If you're conceding 3 to Everton, 2 to West Brom and 2 to Watford, then, you know, this Man United team can score against you, especially with the tails up a little bit. So yeah, I'm going to go for that. I think Chelsea will win the game. I think they're a bit better than Man United, but over 2.5 at 11-8 for me.
Chelsea have unbeaten in their last 6 Premier League games against Manchester United. They've won 3 and drawn 3 of those, and in the Premier League era, Manchester United have lost more often to Chelsea than any other team in the Premier League. They've lost to Chelsea 16 times in the Premier League era. Derek, how do you see this?
Well, I don't see Chelsea losing this. I think one of the analysts on TV for the Watford game last night was saying exactly what I've been thinking about Chelsea. They raise their game at the moment for the big teams. You know, the top games, you'll see a different Chelsea. There's nothing at stake for them in the league. It really isn't. I mean, you know, all their guns are in the FA Cup basket. All their eggs, sorry, in the FA Cup basket. So it's only when the big teams come into town that you're going to see an inspired performance from them. I expect to see a Chelsea side that's performed the way they have in big games this season. I can't go for Man United. I'm not getting worked up by that win against Derby last week. And okay, yep, good result for them against Stoke. But Stoke's form has tailed off a little, hasn't it? You know, it's not quite what it was earlier in the season. The problem when it comes to Chelsea is they're only 11-10 to win, and yet they're 21-10 to draw, and they're just as likely these days to draw. I mean, that match at Watford, I was a bit disappointed in the limits of their ambitions, to be honest. You know, they seem to be quite happy with a draw until late on. I think a draw is a fair price here at 21-10. I couldn't go for Man United.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.